Che had never before seen an Antkinden who was actually fat. If it were not for Plius's distinctive ant features, she would have thought him some kind of half-breed. That was not the only surprise about him. He was not a Sarnesh ant, which was even more remarkable given the ant's propensity to make war on others of their own kind. His skin was icy blue-white, while the irises of his eyes were dead black, which had the effect of making them seem huge. She had seldom seen such colouring before, and had no idea what city-state he might have come from.
"Scuto,"
he called out from the table he had to himself in the taverna, leaning back in a capacious chair. He wore an open robe over an expensive-looking tunic that strained over his belly. But there was a short sword slung over the chair back to show he had not entirely left his belligerent roots behind. Scuto glanced about, but none of the other patrons, few enough of them, seemed interested. It was still before midday and most of the inhabitants of Sarn's foreign quarter were out taking care of business.
"It's been a while," Plius remarked as the thornbug approached.
He kicked another chair out for him and then glanced quickly from Che's face to Sperra's.
"Pimping now, are you?" he asked.
Despite his loose appearance, he spoke in an ant's voice with its characteristic clipped precision.
"This lady here is Cheerwell Maker. You remember Sten Maker? Well, this is his niece. The other's called Sperra."
Plius waved the introductions away.
"So I heard you were looking for me, Scuto."
"It's been a while," he repeated.
"It has that,"
Scuto admitted.